Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
BX, stand up. EOTM. You like that? For the. No, I do voiceovers too. Word up. Get it in. EOTM. Destined for greatness.
Check it out.
Make no mistake, piranhas the chew. It's time to step up, get on the move. We're entrepreneurs.
Talking about
Carla B, Sweet T, Mocha D. They focus, G, like a lady supposed to be. 9 to 10, Monday to Thursday. You get sacked in the first place. In the worst way. Oh, and don't forget Sunday too.
Nah.
Myroglyphics, hooks that scattered dreams. Romulus, a boss with the lock on books and magazines. For clear advice, Taylor Price. Most people think like she do, but they ain't there as nice.
Nope.
These divas are sassy, built for how and whatever it takes to do. Teach you how to flip a mortgage, yo, that's motivational. No vision and people perish. Blog Talk Radio, controlling the deeper fetish. The mission, to create a system supportive to network. Like when Bam Bada first met her. Life is not frightening when you empowered to do the right thing. We encourage your enlightening. Career voices help you guap it up and live lively. New York, ATL, Chi-Town, and the IE. So sit back, relax, and come on board with the best. Sincerely yours in success. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is.
Carla B, what up? Entrepreneurs on the move.
On the move. On the move.
Yeah. It is what it is, y'all.
It is, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Your man for wrong. Woo! 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 Yo.
Welcome back to the Queens of Internet Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, a.k.a. B. I'm the motivational mortgage diva. With my girl, Sweet T, the hot and sassy diva, and Ronnie, the hot and sassy diva, are holding down EOTM Radio with me tonight. And friends, we are always just happy as ever to be back in the house with our friends once again, always sharing the news, the buzz, the 411.
The true e-Hollywood story.
That's right, as that sassy diva, Sweet T, says, and y'all best believe that we are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten. And y'all can always check out the Queens of Internet Radio 24/7 by visiting, I know I'm screaming that, by visiting us at www.queensofinternetradio.com. And if you all are streaming from our Blog Talk site tonight, y'all make sure that you leave a comment on our page and let us know what you think of our show, what you think of the Queens of Internet Radio. Our phone lines will be open for y'all. That dial-in number is 718-664-6543. And our chat room is also open for your chatting pleasure. So come on in and chat us up. We promise not to bite or I'm just hoping Sweet T, she will behave because, of course, we have a great, great show in store for y'all tonight. We got one of, oh my goodness, I don't even want to really get too excited and get too into this guy right now. Let me open it up really, really quickly and say what's up to my girls. What's up, y'all ladies?
Hey.
Hey, did you guys hear that new mix I was trying to do with that, the EOTM promo song? It didn't hurt.
Look, Sweet T, that's what that was? That's what that was?
Girl. Yeah, yeah, I was trying to do something new. But it didn't work.
DJ Carla B today, huh? You DJ.
I was trying to, yeah.
Took her crazy pill.
Yeah, I think I took my crazy pills too. And, you know, I've got some people in the chat room that are telling me, Carla B, slow down on the,
Hello.
On the, hey.
Hello.
Hey, this must be, oh my goodness. Don't tell me that we have Leon on the line with us.
Yes, Leon's been on the line the whole time, but I was wondering when you were on. Hear me, because I've been saying hello.
I'm sorry, I had you. We had you muted, Leanne, but we were definitely going to get to you. I saw you.
Okay, that's
I saw
your,
the
okay.
light blinking.
Okay, as long as you knew I was there, that's all I want to know.
Yeah, you know, and I am, let me just say this, that, you know, definitely extremely honored to have one of my favorite actors, singers, songwriters. Yes, y'all,
all our favorite. He all our favorite. Don't be trying to take it all for yourself.
Okay. See, that's what got you here, Ronnie, so you can stop me for real. But that's what's up. You're definitely doing a wealth of great, great things. So we do want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, I like how you said that.
We're so glad you're finally here.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, definitely. And I'm sorry. I missed the last time we were supposed to talk, but unfortunately there was some technical difficulties. So.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got me now.
Yes, we do. And I like the way you said that. Yes, we have the Rastafi man in the house. On the Queens Internet Radio. So I want you to do this. I mean, I know you really don't have to because everybody knows about Leon of Leon and the people. But for the people out there globally, Leon, that may not have heard of you, go ahead and share with us.
What? They better know about my baby daddy.
I know, that's right. But, oh, man.
Well, I don't know what you want me to share with you. I mean, I've, you know, I've done over 25 movies, and some of them quite popular, which I'm happy about.
Yes.
And I have a band called Leon and the Peoples, and a record's been nominated for International Reggae and World Music Award and 2 Joe Higgs Awards. And just, you know, just doing our thing. And the CD's called The Road Less Traveled. And, you know, we're a band. We're like the Sly and the Family Stones of reggae.
Right, right. I know we've been, and I don't know if you know this, Leon, but we've definitely been putting some of your music on blast here on EOTM on our MySpace.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, and I love the one. Oh, my goodness. What is the name? I don't want to even take a chance on really playing it because we were having a little bit of technical difficulties today, but let me see if I can give our people a taste of what you and your group, your band does. So let's check this out, and we'll come back with Leon.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses, sweet, oh yeah.
Ooh.
Only for one night with no repeat.
What?
Maybe you'll go away and never call a girl.
Never, never.
But a taste of fun is better than none at all. Come on, girl, in that case, I want a part. Oh yeah, you could never break this boy's heart. Loving me, if you've got the notion of taking that emotion. Well, if you feel like giving me one good night of devotion, girl, I'm taking that emotion. Devotion, girl, I'm taking that in.
Wow, hot, hot music. Welcome back, everybody, to the Queens of Internet Radio. And, of course, tonight we're talking to Leon of Leon and the Peoples, and that was that emotion from his latest CD, The Road Less Traveled. Welcome back, y'all. And what I want to do right now is I'm going to turn it over to my girls, Ronnie and Sweet Tea, and y'all can keep the questions, and I'll jump in at the end. How about that?
Don't jump too hard now.
Well, my first question for you, Leon, is with out of all of the movies that you've done, you said you've done like 25 movies and all have been very great. Out of all of them, I would have to say that my favorite would be The Five Heartbeats. But I'm sorry, not The Five Heartbeats, The Temptations, when you redid The Temptations. But tell us what was your, like, which one was your favorite and why?
You know, people ask me that all the time. I don't really have a favorite movie. Usually the project that I'm working on, is usually my favorite. You know, I don't usually separate my movies one from the other. I don't play favorites with them. You know, I let the public decide what they think is, you know, their favorite role because I make them for, you know, for you to watch them. So.
No doubt. So tell me this, with the playing David Ruffin, how was that? What was that like for you?
You know, it was pretty intense. You know, when I take on a role, especially someone that actually walked and talked on this earth, I feel an enormous responsibility to, you know, be able to play that character so that, you know, the people that knew him, his family and stuff like that would, you know, not be disgraced by it. You know, so, you know, when I play a role like David Ruffin, or any role, for a matter of fact, I totally become my character. I don't allow anybody in the set to call me anything else but my character's name. And I just become that person for as long as I'm shooting the movie.
Wow. Well, the whole time that she was doing The Temptations, your name was David Ruffin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As anybody, you know. My castmates didn't always like me, but, you know, such is life. I was David.
I love it, funny.
I know you said The Five Heartbeats was your favorite, but The Temptation, man, I could watch that movie over and over, and I heard you say you get into your character, so how long did it take you to get off crack?
Oh, wow. She is crazy. I keep her locked up.
Well, you know, there's some things I have to, you know.
You know, you have me rolling.
I can't really get into because I got to get up the next morning and perform.
You have to roll it and patience. My favorite part, I had a lot of favorite parts that you did, but the funniest part that you did when you was in at the band of building and you tried to give away some free tickets. And they was like, this was last Sunday. I was like, yeah, it's true, but I love Temptations. Ain't nothing about me. I made y'all. Go ahead.
You sound like you know better than me.
Okay. I watch it over and over. I love you and Way to Hell. But it seems like every movie you play in, you look so conceited.
No, well, you know, that is the thing is, I'm just playing the role that's given to me. I'm not writing the roles.
Right,
I'm just playing them.
Right.
Even when I see you on the, I don't know if it was BET Musical or something, you came out there, you was the man then. And you weren't even in the character.
Well, you know, I'm not going to come out there looking like I'm tentative. You know, like I'm sitting around wondering, should I be here?
Exactly.
I was told a long time ago by my first acting coach, he said, that when you walk out on the stage, make people believe that you're supposed to be there.
I've always
taken that. You know, no matter what's going on with me, no matter what's going on in my life,
exactly.
If I'm nervous or anything, when the lights are on me and it's time to hit the stage, I walk out there like this is where I was born to be.
And that's my whole point. I'm giving you props on that. It's just every time I see you, look like I'm the man.
Okay, and that's what's up. And you know what? Let me ask you this. Just jump in it really quick. I remember the first time I saw you, and it was, oh, my goodness, years ago when you were in the Madonna video, Like a Virgin.
Wow.
No, like a prayer. If it was like a virgin, there'd be no need for me.
Thanks for correcting. You're not like a version, but like a prayer, and
right.
That was a really controversial video. So, was it hard for you to decide to do that?
No, I mean, at first I said no to the video, but that's only because I didn't know anything about the story or song, anything. I just I fancied myself as a serious actor, so I didn't know, you know, I knew Madonna as somebody that danced around on
right.
the screen. So, like, why would, you know, why would I want to be with her dancing around? I'm a serious actor. But
right.
when I met the director, who was also a feature film director, and told me the story, and I heard the song, and I realized they were playing two different characters, I realized it was actually the acting piece. And I said, yeah, sure.
Right.
I mean, what do you want? You want me to play two different roles? You want Madonna to adore me and kiss my feet? I said, hell, I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you were talking to my daughter.
Yeah,
Madonna was on get you.
Yeah, that was one of the hottest videos of that time. So that was a great decision on your part. I also loved
it. It was actually voted the number two video of the century.
Wow.
Yeah, behind
yeah.
Thriller.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. Everything about that video was awesome. Now, let me just say this really quickly. I mean, of course, you know, you have a slew of great movies, and we all love them. I have somebody in the chat room right now saying, cool runnings, yes, yes.
that's biggest thing in the box office, yeah.
Wow,
well,
yeah, that was
a movie today.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, for individuals out there, Leanne, that are looking to break into the industry, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to those newbie people who are just looking like which way to go within the industry?
Well, I mean, first thing I want to say that, you know, if you're pursuing acting, don't pursue it for the wrong reason. You know, there's so many people that, you know, they look at a movie, they look at the premieres, they look at, you know, Entertainment Tonight, and they think, oh, this is a glamorous life. And it's not. Acting is hard work. And you have to realize that if people say no to you 9 out of 10 times, you're very successful. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like people saying no to me.
Exactly.
And that's what happens to you in the entertainment business. It's 9 out of 10 times you said no to. That's the successful one. Most people, they say no to you 10 out of 10 times. So, I mean, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hard hours. There's nothing glamorous about it except going to the screenings, you know, and the premieres and stuff like that. That's a lot of hard work. And it's collaborative, and it's, you know, it's a lot of things. And, you know, for me, I'm a trained actor. I studied acting. And the only thing I can tell anyone, and it's the most important thing I can tell them, is that, you know, be ready. Put your best foot forward. First impression means a lot. You know, so don't go out there trying to audition for anyone before you're ready because they'll think you can't act.
Right.
You know, you may not get the role, but then remember you could act, and you'll eventually get something. You know, and the main thing that I can tell anyone is be yourself. Don't be afraid to be original. Because I can tell you straight out, and this is no conceit, nothing. There's nobody that can outdo Leon than me, Leon. I'm not great at playing other things, maybe, but I'm great at being Leon because that's who I am. And as long as I stick true to myself, I'll always be okay. Because if you're John and you're Sally, I can't be a better Sally than you. I can't be a better John than you. That's the advantage you have over anybody else is that you are you. Don't be afraid to be you.
That is a great quote. That is a great quote, and that's some great advice. Don't be afraid to be you. Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Sweetie, I hear you back there. I hear you back there. I know you got. Yeah, I hear you, girl.
I'm saying, girl.
You ready?
Well,
so give us what you got.
What did you hear? What did you hear me say?
Give me the mic.
Now, I just want to say, you know, you are the man, and every movie I've seen you in, you did give it your all, your character, and that's the reason why I'm on this phone today to tell you, to give you your props, and that was best advice that I heard in a long time interviewing anyone, so I give you props on that, like I said, and you keep doing your thing, so how you feel about your CD? Do you think that's going good for you?
Yeah, I mean, the response that we've been getting from the CD, you know, it's our debut CD, it's been great, you know. Like, we kind of did it the reverse way. Most people go out and make a CD, and then they try to perform live and duplicate it, and we performed for 5 years before we ever made a CD.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, because we wanted to make sure that, you know, that we would do it live, and that once
yeah.
we made a CD, if people liked it, that they were going to like us when we performed.
So what
excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just I'm on a map. I just want to know what made you like do some of it. Is that Jamaica I hear? Because I like it. That's what I'm
saying. Oh no, that's reggae music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my life. That's the backbeat of my life. But we sing reggae soul music because for me to sing just reggae music, I would not be using all the influences that have influenced me to sing my whole life. You know, and of course, soul music is a big part of it, as well as rock and everything else. And you'll hear all of that in my records.
Okay. I like it though.
Yeah, I do. And let me ask you one thing. As far a song that's on that CD, I think it's Will You Marry Me or Will You Be My Wife?
Will You Be My Wife, yes.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, was that written for me?
Actually, no, that's actually not a typical song for me. If you listen to the record, not a typical song. That song actually came, that is the song from a hit play. Called Friends and Lovers. Eric Jerome Dickey's Friends and Lovers, which I was a star.
Oh, yeah. Very good play.
I remember that, yeah.
But
yeah.
I sang that
very
in the play.
Good play.
And the only place, available, my version of it, is on my record.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Let me tell you, I played that one day, and Sweet Tea is so crazy, you know, because you hear her. And after I played it, she asked if I dedicated that song to her.
People love that song all the time. Ladies always say, you know, request, "Will you be my wife? You got to play that song. Will you be my wife?" And it's like, you know, I'm just glad people love it. You know, and like, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And so,
yeah.
Like, just like when you were giving me compliments before, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Because,
right.
You know, each person's opinion of you is their own. And it doesn't matter how many people love you and like you, there's someone else over there doesn't think anything of you.
Right.
And so you always have to appreciate when someone gives you a compliment and someone thinks that you're anything special or anything like that, because that's their individual opinion and you have to appreciate it.
Right. And you're so very gracious, you know, as far as accepting our invitation and giving us after that first time as far as the technical difficulties and then coming back on. So we know how busy you are. We see your schedule. We know all that you're doing, so go ahead and share with us as far as some things that you're doing. I think your schedule was just booked for the year.
No, but the first 3 months is kind of tough. I start a tour February 1st of my hit play called Three Ways to Get a Husband Now, and that's with me, Billy Dee Williams, and
wow.
Shirley Murdoch, Lenny Williams, and it's a great play. It's like a political romantic dramedy.
Mm.
Music, and we just get standing ovations every night, and it's I play a character coming back from Iraq War, who just to find out that the love of his life has been shacking up with his good friend he played ball with in college, and he has to fight to win her love back, and it's, you know, I'm really happy. I'll be doing that for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Also in February 22nd, I have a new movie coming out, directed by Bill Duke, called Cover, with myself and Anjanue Ellis, Vivica A. Fox, Lou Gossett, Maya, Patti LaBelle. This goes on and on. And it's a very important movie, a movie that we made because we thought was important. And especially I'm speaking to you, women of color. I really would love for you to talk this movie up, not because of me, just because of how it's important. It's a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set in the world of brothers on the DL and the whole HIV epidemic that is plaguing our black sisters at an alarming rate.
Right,
with over 50% of new HIV cases being our sisters, we really need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
And, you know, Bill Duke had a personal story with someone in his family who had contracted AIDS from their husband, and said instead of killing a guy, I decided I'd make a movie about it.
Mm.
And we all joined along and got on board. And the movie comes out February 22nd. Please go out and support it. It's called Cover. And, that's what I'm doing.
Wow. That's powerful right there. And, you know, we'll definitely do our thing as far as putting it out there. We want to definitely support that, support those great works.
Also, I'm just going to tell you this. I mean, this is business, but I'm still going to say it even though I know we're on the air. Please contact Sherry if you need any information on the movie, press kit, one sheet, anything that she can help you get it out there.
Right.
You know, please, you know, we will facilitate you.
Yeah, definitely, because we got some major happenings within EOTM, and we've been putting stuff out as far as the buzz is coming. So yeah, I'll definitely get with Sherry, and we'll do our best to get all that stuff out in our buzz.
And all my dates, right, and all my dates, and all the cities that I'll be at, and stuff like that. Please, everyone, just come to my MySpace site. Is how you reach me, which is Leon the People's. Leon the People's, so that's myspace.com, Leon the People's, or our website, which is leonandthepeoples.net.
Okay, great, great. And let me ask you this really quick, because, the Internet is so, so awesome, and, for our generation of people, everybody always say, and people that are looking to break into any industry, be it music, acting, just being an entrepreneur overall, definitely use the Internet. What do you think as far as MySpace? What kind of advice can you give people as far as looking to promote themselves on that site?
Well, I just got into it really with the music, and it's really been a great tool. And it's a place where people can actually find out, listen to your music, find out about you, find out where to get your CD, find out where you're performing. And it's surprising how many people show up at our show that, from MySpace.
Exactly.
All over. I mean, we just did a North American tour this year, and it's like people from MySpace were coming up from all over the place, and it was great. I'm glad I have a way of letting people know where they can see me. And being an actor for so many years that, most people don't have access to me. And that's the one thing music has changed, people actually can know where they can actually see me and actually know where I can perform. And even when I do a play, people actually have a way of, finding out where I'm going to be. And, and it's great. I've really enjoyed getting to know my fan base.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. And we definitely appreciate you, accepting our invitation once again. We have about 2 minutes left. Sweet Tea or Run, you guys got something before we close for Leon?
Yeah, I seen the last play I seen you in that you did good in. You played with Alec Payne, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Black Man Cry in the Dark.
No, that wasn't me. No. Alec Payne was in. I starred in Friends and Lovers.
Okay, so that wasn't. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then you got a twin out there for real.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Leon. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, Friends and Lovers was a wonderful play. It was, the book was on the New York Times best-selling book. And we turned it into a play, and it's actually the most successful play for Omready Productions so far. And but this play I'm doing right now, Three Ways to Get Out, is also Omready Productions. It's an excellent stage production. You actually love it. And, we'll be at a city near you starting on February 1st.
That is so.
You can check out the dates. And, if any of you are around, please come up and say hi to me. I come out after the show just to meet my people.
Okay.
Well, the one thing I would say is definitely, Leon, make sure you keep the divas, posted on your happenings. And especially when you come into the city, definitely let me know, because I am here in the city and the other girls are in Atlanta. So we definitely got you covered. So make sure you do.
Well, without a doubt. Well, I'm at the Beacon Theater February 19th to the 24th.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ronnie will definitely be supporting you on behalf of the Queens Internet Radio. That's what's up.
And let me know in advance when you're coming, okay?
Okay.
All right, great.
I'll hit you on, because you're on my page as well, on my MySpace page, so I will. I'll just send you a message to your page. But the one thing I wanted to say was give out your contact information for people who want to get information on the play. How can they get information for that?
For the play, for example, like I said, you can go right to my MySpace page, and all the dates are there. You can also go to imreadyproductions.com, which is a production company that's putting on the play. And but either one of those sites is just fine, and you can get it. My acting site, if you want to know more just about me, Leon, is just leon.com.
You're doing right. He's doing right. He don't want nobody to stalk him now. He's doing right.
Let me tell you, I love stalkers. Long as they're internet stalkers. No, as long as they're internet stalkers.
Okay, because you can only go so far.
You can stalk me on the internet 24/7.
That's what's up. Well, it has definitely, been an honor and a pleasure. We'll have to do this again sometime later on this year, 2008. We look forward to seeing you doing some great, great things. Leona, you just keep on doing you. and doing you in a big, big way. So thank you again for joining us. And listen, y'all, listen, people, y'all best believe, of course, this is EOTM Radio, standing for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So y'all better make sure y'all check out our free social networking site, just like MySpace, y'all, www.eotmnetwork.com. Check it out. Make a page. Tell a friend and all that great stuff. Check us out tomorrow night for our MySpace Music Wednesday show. We'll have a hit it or miss it so y'all can call in and tell us what you like, what you don't like. Until next time, people, we'll end our show. Thanks, ladies. Thanks, Leon, once again. And we'll end it with a very motivational quote that I think is very fitting to this show. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's right, y'all.
And we see you tomorrow night.
Yep, marinate on that. And we'll hear you guys tomorrow night. Good night, people.
All right.